I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Phillies down 4-0. They've got the bases loaded without a hit here in the fifth inning. The stretch. And Sale ready. The 1-2. Swung on, fouled away. Got a breaking ball.
Yeah, good pitch by Sale, but also a good piece of hitting by Bohm to foil it. Backdoor break ball. It was on the outside corner in the knees. Which after seeing 98-97 is pretty good job. That one was 81.
Sale ready at his 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Luke Williams has it. Throws to first in time. And Bohm grounds out for the final out.
Yeah, it's that kind of night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Look, the Brewers are in town tonight. And you know what I don't want in October? I don't want that at-bat by Alec Bohm. I don't want that. I need an upgrade in this lineup. And Rhys Hoskins back tonight. You know, when he came back last year, it was all the sentimentality of his first game back. And he was hurt the year before. And the last time we saw him was the World Series and all that stuff. And now we're a year removed. But you know what else we are? We're a year more where I believe they miss his bat. And I want to bring him back to the Phillies. Should the Phillies bring Rhys Hoskins back at the trade deadline? 215-592-9494. And instead of, say, Alec Bohm taking that at-bat in a big spot in October, that's Rhys Hoskins. And just think about how much better I'd feel if he's at the plate rather than Alec Bohm in a big spot. The Phillies lineup, I think it's been masked this year by their great pitching and how much we're worried about the bullpen. They're missing a bat. Other than Schwarber and Turner and Harper, it's a little weak. There's not much power there, and I'm willing to sacrifice some defense, Hugh Douglas, for a little bit of offense and pop.
Yes, that's the thing, and I get that. And that's probably, for us, that has been a sore spot, especially in the postseason, the fact that the backs have went cold.
Yep.
But defensively, I think, you know, you're putting yourself in a bad spot on a team that's already has some defensive, warts as it is. Mm. You know, we were talking about shortstop, even though Trey's been playing better, it's still an issue. It could potentially be an issue.
Of course.
And so I think that this is just like, for me, it's just like pitching. You have to try to look within and try to get Bohm and some of those other guys to do a little bit better than what they've been doing.
I can't hold my breath anymore. Bohm is what he is. He's never going to be a power hitter. Kepler's been okay, but nothing that I'm truly excited about. And Castellanos' power is kind of down from where it was in years past. I mean, he's got, what, 4 or 5 home runs? It's been fine, but it hasn't been great. They're missing their bat. And then adding to that is JT is not hitting the way he used to. And that those days might be gone. And let me offer you a phrase that someone once told me, see if this applies here. Hugh, defense is a luxury,
not a necessity.
You know, how come that logic doesn't apply here? It's only for the
It's start what they say, chickens coming home to roost in this situation.
Yep.
I'm just saying, we are already defensively challenged on this team.
So let's double down.
Let's get a bat. Do it.
Yes.
I think that right now, like he said, Dabrowski, that they're not in a bad spot. It's just you need some guys to do better. You need more from some of these guys that you put, you entrusted to come back and be a part of this team of running back. You need more from those guys.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if we're getting it, though. Like, we're 2 months into the season. I mean, forget Bone for a second. He never hits power anyway. But I don't know if we're getting much more production out of what we have at Kepler or what they have out of JT at this point. It just feels like they are a team that their home runs come from two guys, and that is Schwarber and Harper. And if those guys don't hit home runs, they don't slug. It's more of a single-sitting team. I need some more power in the lineup, and Reese is just sitting there. He's on an average team. They're probably going to trade him at the deadline. He could be a free agent after the season. What a rental, and what a story. I feel like we're discounting the story. Like, the closest they got to winning it all, Kyle, this group, was with Reese Hoskins in the lineup, and he never got to get back healthy in the playoffs in 23. I feel like it's like the missing piece is right there.
Yeah, and he can bring the vibes back without the nonsense of Garrett Stubbs, who stinks as a catcher.
Glad we're done with that.
I'm sure Reese has a good enough playlist, too.
Glad we're done with that. Marshawn home run yesterday.
Like
stolen
Kyle
base.
Just took a dump on
well, because Garrett we could bring vibes back with a real player.
But it was it's funny. I think it's funny because at some point, I had Kyle thinking about bringing Garrett Stubbs back.
But he can't hit either.
No. I mean, Marshawn pretty much, he
big
put
day
that
yesterday.
Fire out.
Big day, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
He's good.
He did it for people like you.
Who is that what it was?
Steps. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, it was a thought. It was a thought. People, we were sitting around here thinking
it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, fine.
Not for anyone thinking logically.
Yeah, no. Nobody being realistic. Reese just fits exactly what this offense needs. Like, that boom. The Phillies stink with the bases loaded. It's one of their biggest weaknesses on offense. Alec Boehm,
this is true.
I can't have him keep being up in those big moments. Seems like it happens all the time.
The moment's found him.
Yeah, and the moment's always too big for him. Like, you know, I almost slipped with what I wanted to say about him when it comes to those big moments.
He's a big baby.
Yeah, he's a big baby, a whiny little baby. And Hoskins, not a whiny little baby.
Whiny little baby.
Hoskins has a 902 OPS in his career with the bases loaded. The Phillies are 27th in baseball hitting with the bases loaded. Worse than the Rockies, worse than the Marlins. They stink. And Reese fills that need perfectly.
Yeah, look, when we look forward to how this season's going to go, they're very likely to be in October. They're going to get there with their starting pitching. Their starting pitching probably will show up in a big way in October. And these games are going to be tight and close, and it's going to come down to two things. Can the offense break the game open so we don't worry about the bullpen? Or will the bullpen make us, you know, bite our fingernails in the ninth inning like yesterday? Well, we can accomplish one of those two things. The bullpen I want to fix, but we got options here with starters and moving those guys around. Break the game open with more offense, and then we could breathe a little bit. I think Reese, and then you throw in the leadership stuff. A couple weeks ago, Tim Kelly talked to a lot of Phillies, and they were talking about what makes a great clubhouse leader. And a couple guys unprompted said Reese Hoskins. I think it's the thing that's been – we can't put our finger on what's been missing the last couple years, but it's his bat and it's his leadership. Bring Reese back. John in Allentown. What's up, John?
Hey, man, I can tell you exactly what's missing.
What's that?
I can tell you exactly what's missing.
What is it?
And it came to my mind as I saw Bryce Harper get punked and nobody move out of that dugout. Reese Hoskins would have came out of that dugout with fire. He would have came out. He would have came at the pitcher, man.
You know what I think, John, would have happened? I don't know if he would have.
That's what they're missing, man. They're missing spine.
That's right.
I don't know if he runs out there and takes on the pitcher, but I can tell you this. He's standing up on the top rung of the dugout and yelling out at the mound. Yeah, or he's fired up.
That makes
it more than whatever
so much
they did.
Better.
You know what? Didn't he have that tiff with the Mets last year?
He did.
Ooh.
And guess what we've struggled to do since he left? Beat the Mets.
Did he put hands on anybody?
I don't need hands. I need fire.
He did the crying gesture.
Yes,
thing.
He
Is
did.
That what it was? Yeah. But he ain't put hands on
Hugh,
nobody.
Unlike you, we're athletes here. Unlike you, we get this stuff, right? We understand what it's like to be in a locker room and in a clubhouse.
Saying, so basically...
So you're okay with putting hands on the Mets, but not your
So John, so basically, we need a cheerleader because that's what you just described.
No,
whoa.
Now we need a guy with spine, man. That's
spine.
What we need.
You're the one talking about bringing Garrett Stubbs back.
That's a cheerleader.
The definition of a cheerleader.
That's a mascot.
They need
a cheerleader with a bat. Music.
A cheerleader with a bat. Yeah,
a cheerleader that can hit.
There we go. Hit bombs.
You're not gonna hit.
John, I wasn't even thinking that I wanted him on this team until Kyle talked me into it.
Oh, I see.
Kyle bullets you.
I'm spreading my wisdom.
You know what this is? So when Kyle and I are on the opposite side of things, I feel like he's badgering the witness. On days like today, I think he's leading you down the right path.
I would never badger the
witness. He sold it to me, but to me,
I just make good points.
I wish they could make two trades. You get rid of Boehm. Somehow you trade Boehm for Nolan Arenado, and you give me Thompson. better defense and better offense at the same time.
Well, and a lot more bats, right?
The word.
Yeah, let's go, Dave. All right, John, what do you got for us? We have ourselves a vacation spot we should try this summer. What is it?
Guys, I've been to a couple different places outside the country, but my favorite vacation, I take it every year with my wife. We get a cabin in Lake George, New York. It is beautiful, dude. Upstate New York, Lake George. It is beautiful.
Lake George. Let me look that up.
I have heard of it, never been there. I went to the Finger Lakes a couple years ago, which I'm not sure of how close that is, but it's kind of upstate New York. That was awesome with the lake there, right there.
Are there orcas?
Orcas? Yeah. No, I didn't see any orcas in the Finger Lakes.
That's nice.
Yeah? Would you go, or are you worried about the whales in the ocean and all that, and the lakes?
Well, it is. Well, it's like in a little, what do you call it? Not a tributary, but like it's like a little...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bay? Is that called Bay? Like where the water's like, it's water on three. It's not a lake.
He called it Lake George.
Well, he did. Yeah, I guess it is a lake.
Where are you on lakes?
Well, no, because it's a long-ass lake. I didn't know it was that. It's a long-ass lake because I only looked at one picture. Yeah. Because it's about the Black Mountain, Iberus Mountain.
Okay.
There's a lot of mountains.
Where are you on lakes? Because we know you're not the biggest ocean guy. Are you a lake guy?
Do they have like whales in the lake?
No.
Why on earth would they have whales in the lake?
1,000% no.
Whales do not go in lakes.
I have questions.
How would the whale get to the lake?
I will answer your question. No, there is no whales
in lakes. Okay, it's a long lake. I go to the lake. We can go to the lake.
I want to know how the whale gets to the lake.
It does.
Well, that's the point.
It was born there.
No. It was not.
It was born
there. So the mom and the dad are in the lake too?
The whole family whales. They were born there. Yeah. Somebody dropped them off.
Okay. Like to meet the person dropping the whales off into the lake. Gabe in Cherry Hill. What's up, Gabe?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Gabe. What's up?
What's up? First off, sneakerhead Hugh Douglas, I did not know this. We got to talk shop, man. I didn't know you were into sneakers like that.
Yeah, man. I just got the rare. What's the rare fours? They were still. Can't believe they were there.
Nice. Like, I forgot. Very nice. Yeah. Well, I'm super big into sneakers.
Gabe, the threes. They got the threes.
Yeah, the threes. The rare airs.
The rare airs. Yeah, they just came out.
Before you make your point.
I don't know if I'm going to keep them. I just do it for the rush. Sometimes when I see that got them, I'm just like, okay, cool.
That sounds like you.
Yeah,
well, before you make your point, I just want to let you know this is how big of a sneakerhead Hugh is. A couple weeks ago, when we had the great midday flood of 2025. he ran away because he didn't want to get his J's all wet.
I didn't want to get.
Oh, absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
So you understand this? You would leave your coworkers behind, your friends behind in a flood because your J's?
1,000%.
He said it would.
You know what?
That's why I always check the weather before I head out the house. I'm like,
no. See,
I
did. See, this is what happened, Gabe. I checked the weather, and I just wanted to wear them because you know how you have a pair. They'd be like, hey man, I haven't worn them in a while, and you just gonna want to put them on. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I won't do that again.
No, I get that. No,
some galoshes.
I gotta reel that in. All right, so let's talk baseball. Reese Hoskins, absolutely. As a rental, 1,000%. I would take him this year. I think he's a classic case of you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's been gone, it's been tough to fill that spot. Like, I'm tired of this team kind of piecemealing things together, which is what it seems like they've been trying to do with all these platoons and the Whit Merrifields of the world and the Max Keplers of the world.
I mean, we were just
talking earlier about like how expendable Max would be if, you know, we called up a prospect, you know, one of these, you know, coming months, and, you know, we cut him if he wasn't struggling or whatever. It's if we bring Reese back, I know as a fan base, especially me, like I loved him. I was frustrated with the butchering at first base. Obviously, all of us as fans were frustrated, but I think he fits perfectly, like you guys were saying, the hole in the lineup. And come October, with these close games, like you mentioned, starting pitch is going to show up. Bullpen, I'm not so sure about. You're going to need as many runs as you can possibly get. And Reese guaranteed that if you put him in the proper spot in the lineup, he at least gives you a fighting chance to get runs, to get run support to these pitchers that are most likely going to show up the way they normally do.
There's no question.
I'm totally on board for it.
Yeah, and Gabe, the thing he does well is we want anyway. We want not chasing, right, and hitting for mm-hmm. power. And he does that. Like, he always had a pretty good eye at the plate. And Gabe, I was one of those that used to be frustrated at his flaws. And I used to get frustrated because it never felt like he got better. Like, he was kind of always the same. But that's good, right? Like, whatever he is and whatever level of player is, that's a good player. And you said it well. For 2 years, they've tried to replace what he was in the lineup, and they haven't. They've piecemealed all these guys together, and they're just mm-hmm. blah. I mean, like, Max Kepler's just blah. He's fine.
He doesn't do anything. No. And there's one thing, too, that you guys mentioned. He brings a little bit of spunk as well.
Like, yes.
I remember when he was slow trotting around the bases when he hit that home run. I forget what pitcher hit it off, but it was at the Met Stadium, and he was slow trotting around the bases. Like, that's the type of spot. I'm still upset we plunked anybody. We plunked anybody on the Braves. Like, I get that Rob is trying to be an adult, and I understand sometimes you have to take the high road, but man, listen, like, you can't just punk our players like that and think you're going to get away with it. Like, Dad, this team needs to show a little bit more of a backbone. And Reese, I think, brings that.
He
adulting,
does.
Adulting sucks.
Yeah, adulting does. And I think it was like a 34-second. I remember that trot around the base against the Mets. Mm-hmm. He basically walked around the state. And you know what? Yep. We're struggling to beat the Mets. We need that edge back against the Mets. I love all this. All right, Gabe, what do you got for us? Vacation spot.
All right. So I was going to be a little biased because I'm from Brazil, so I was going to say Brazil, but I was just recently in Ibiza the last summer, and I if you guys haven't been there, if you guys want to go soak up the sun, it's a little island, a lot of house music if you guys are into that. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful, surrounded by beaches, great people.
Haven't heard no good house music in a while.
Where is this place?
Ibiza.
Where
Ibiza.
Is it?
It's in Spain.
Spain. Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds...
Because most people say Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah, most people... You're going to mingle out there. Yeah. Ibiza.
Good stuff, Gabe, man. Good phone call. We appreciate it. So this has evolved into people giving us places around the world. It could be a vacation spot in America. It doesn't have to be.
No, it could be
around.
It could be wherever.
Yeah.
It could be wherever. But I could go somewhere and put on me some nice little linen outfits with some open. I ain't wearing an open-toe sandals. I didn't tell a lie. But go somewhere, listen to some house music. I don't like to have my feet out, man. I don't like that. Like, you know, when Jason comes into the studio, you ever know he always wearing foot? Like, I don't care what the weather is.
Jack?
No, Jason Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey.
Has on flip-flops.
Yeah, he's a flip-flop guy.
And I'm like, dog. He was like, hey, I like it. And I can't imagine being somewhere with my toes out.
Now, does it bother you when other people have their toes out?
Well,
or do you just
depends.
Don't want to have your own toes out?
No, it all depends on how your toes look. Now,
well, most toes don't look good.
Well,
toes.
It just, well, the toes. Some people have hammer toes.
Yeah.
Some people have those cracked heels. Like, you out here with your heels cracked and all this other, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Like, seriously, you need to go somewhere and get your feet pedicured. Because that's just, and I don't care, like, from 18 to 70. If your ass out here with sandals on and your feet cracked, you ought to be ashamed. And especially when they're cracked and they're dry and they had a little black crevices in them, like they've been there for a while.
That sounds
man,
gross.
Man, go get your feet done, man. That's what some of y'all probably need to do this weekend instead of, you know, trying to be out being fast. Get your feet done. Get your toes and stuff done. Get your feet together.
Is your weekend advice for everyone is to go get a pedicure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, we are at the time of year, and I know some people don't care about what their feet look like.
I think most don't.
But you should, because when you're, especially if you're in the dating realm, you're presenting, people look at your feet.
But if you're not in the dating realm, you're not presenting, who cares?
Then that means you're probably happily married.
Yeah, you checked out.
But even if you're happily married, you can't be running around with your feet looking all, you know, crusty.
I didn't realize you had such feet rules, anti-feet guy
over
here.
Everybody has their rules when it comes to that. But if, If your feet look bad, that's just bad.
How did we get to the conversation about cracked feet?
I don't know. We started talking about sandals or something. I don't know how I got here.
Oh, the last person said to go to the island off of Spain.
Yeah, and then I said something about some open-toe shoes. That's what it was.
So you brought us here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't bring us to all the weird places that we like to
most
go.
Of the times I could trace it back pretty quickly. This one I was like, how did we get to
this?
Yeah,
I forgot because I said something about open-toe
shoes. I had no clue how we got there. Yeah, I didn't think about it until you brought it up, but you're right. Jason Kelce's a sandals guy.
He's a big-time sandals guy. Big time. I just can't have my feet out.
I'm not a sandals guy unless I'm going to the shore. Like I just wear shoes unless I'm, you know, I guess around the house or whatever.
I don't, you know, I just take my shoes off and kind of do that. But
are you a Crocs guy or just barefoot
Crocs.
Guy? Crocs. Yeah, I'm a Crocs guy.
Like if I'm running out to the car, I got a pair of Crocs that I throw on just to go to the car. But as far as having my feet out, no.
Now, are the rules different when you're wearing Crocs? Because you're not wearing any socks, but you're covering the toes.
Well, I cover the toes.
Okay.
And even, I'm that guy, and I know this used to make people mad. I'm the athlete that would wear socks with flip-flops.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm that guy. Because I do not like my
feet. Are you still that guy?
Yes.
So you're embarrassed of your toes.
I'm not embarrassed.
Roundabout way for 4 minutes here.
I'm proud of my toes.
I don't believe that.
And I am a guy. Let me tell you, I am the guy that, say, when I was married, I used to cut people's shins with my dry skin on my feet. I didn't care, but, you know, I have all these rules to tell what other people are doing. I don't even do it because my feet used to cut my wife's toes and she used to be mad about it.
There's a cut for you. For Kyle got that on you. All right.
I'm that guy.
You know, you're that guy. You know who actually is that guy? Kyle Schwarber. 19 home runs this year, and we're all awaiting. Are they giving this guy a contract extension? What are we doing here? Let's listen to Bryce Harper. He was on with Scott Lauber, Philadelphia Inquirer. Harper talking about Schwarber and his impending free agency here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him playing anywhere else. Obviously, I don't make those decisions. As a team leader and a captain and everything else, like he brings so much value to our team, not even on the field, but off the field as well. I mean, you guys know that. We have such a good clubhouse, and he's one of our main guys of why we do. We bounce stuff off each other all the time, and I have so much respect for Kyle and what he's done in this game. And, you know, like you said, he's became just such an impact at, not just for our team, but in all of baseball. You know, like people know him as just a really good impact bat. Like he can hit a lefty, he can hit a righty for power, everything else. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to be able to talk to him about things. You know, I'm still trying to talk to him about how to pull a baseball into the seats. He just brings so much value, not just to, you know, like I said, on the baseball field, but off the field as well, for all of us. And he's learned from a lot of really good guys, from John Lester to Lackey to Dempster to all these other guys like Arrieta. He just learned such a good way of kind of bringing a team together. And he's does such a great job of that. He really hogs that DH spot, though, I can tell you that. He's great, man. It's been so much fun to watch. You know, being able to hit 300 homers in the big leagues is really, really cool. What a moment he had in Colorado, you know, putting it almost into that third deck for his 300th. So just really cool for him, happy for him, man. And I know he's going to hit me anymore, so.
All right, probably the strongest public endorsement of the future of Schwarber here by Harper. I mean, he said, I don't expect him to wear another uniform. That's pretty strong.
I mean, when you talk about what he's been able to do, his body of work, what, 150-some home runs in 3 years
yep.
and something like that, and he doesn't show any signs of slowing down, I think it's the no-brainer. But Kyle said something a while ago that is kind of resonating, and the longer we do this, the more and more I look at it and say, that might have legs. The fact that we are getting a little older and they might be, if things don't go the way that we would like them to go this year, there might be a purging. There might be a cleansing, if you will.
There might be.
Of certain individuals that aren't going to be here. You know, pitching, you know, that lasts a lot longer than probably the position players in some instances. So that's the thing where you got that locked down. Now, as far as production, from the bats and everything, that might be something that's going to change. Now, certain spots that aren't just, you know, with the money that they're making, they're not going to change.
Harper but, and Turner, yeah, they're going to be here a long time.
You know, when you talk about Schwarber, as much as he's meant, there might be a thought process of like, why are we going to give him – he might be just guilty by association,
and that's
if
what,
you will.
That's what frustrates me. It's like now we're drawing the line in the sand after all these old guys
he's good
now,
by association.
This guy, the one that actually is all the offense with terms of home runs. All right, let's hear Dave Dombrowski. He was on the show with Joel Sherman and John Heyman talking about the future of Schwarber here, and I heard this, and I'm like, he's going to free agency. Here's Dombrowski.
Well, Schwarber has been fantastic for us 4 years. We've made it to the postseason the previous three, and I hope, again, we do it this year. He's not only a quality performer, he's a clubhouse. He's a gamer. He's what you want out of club. I mean, we'd love to keep him as part of the organization for the long term. There's no doubt. We'll see where that takes us. He's putting up big numbers, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of other clubs that are interested in him too, but we'd love to keep him part of the organization and hope that it happens.
That struck me as he's not resigning before free agency, because when he said, I'm sure there's a lot of other clubs that would love to have him, he was speaking about him as if he's a free agent. Right, like if they were about to re-sign him right now, why does he say that? Like, that strikes me as he thinks this thing's going to free agency. I don't think we're re-signing him before the season ends.
Well, it's
fine.
One of those things
it's
where
totally fine.
It's absolutely not fine.
Well, see, that's why it's kind of hard to read, but I get what you're saying, because he was kind of definitive on, you know, him being a free agent.
Yeah.
But you also want to operate from a position of power, and I got to ask, when was that recording? When did they do that interview? Was it earlier in the process? Because I think it probably
Dombrowski?
Changed. Yes.
This is just a couple days ago. It's just this week.
See, yeah. That's interesting. Because who is it that we talked to earlier? Like, I think it was last week, and they talked about his importance. Or there was a question. Was it to Topper? Somebody was asking a question about Harper's importance and his priority. Not Harper, Schwarber's importance and his priority. And that individual said that he is a priority for us in all season.
Oh, it was Preston Mattingly with Devin and Ruben.
Yes. So, that's kind of a hard one to read.
So, like, I think he's a priority. I think they're going to try to bring him back. But I just feel more and more that the closer we get to the end of the season or the middle of the season or whatever, I'd be very surprised right now if they keep him out of free agency. And that worries me. Like, I'm worried about Schwarber going to free agency. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down to all this? Harper, still not back in the lineup. A little concerned there. The Schwarber situation with free agency, I don't think they're going to re-sign him before he gets there. And Rhys Hoskins, the Brewers are in town. Rhys is back tonight. I want Rhys Hoskins back in the Phillies. Agree, disagree, would you want the Phillies to go and get Rhys Hoskins at the trade deadline? Hugh Douglas does not want Rhys back. Can anyone believe this guy today?
He's the nerd.
Hits one $2 four-leg parlay.
Four-legger.
Thinks he reinvented the game here. 215-592-9494. Fransky Friday. Scott will join us next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.